the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, folks. This is Andy Hedges, and you're listening to Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Andy Hedges. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
What you got this week?
No, what you got?
I have nothing. It's going to be a short segment. Yeah.
We have talked about breaking a new horse in, right?
Sure.
Picking up a hoof and then setting it back down.
There you go.
And
right.
Pick a hoof up, tappity-tap, slappity-slap,
sure.
Shakety-shake.
Get them ready.
Set it back down.
Desensitize.
That's right. That needs to be done from day one.
Right. This isn't something you want to wait on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So with your imprinting, if you do that, you should include the legs, feet, the whole deal.
The
right?
whole Monty right there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, you got to go top to bottom, don't you?
Absolutely.
No, I agree with you on that.
But you also have to give them some support.
Oh, yeah.
When you pick that hoof up, it's in the open air, and there is no support, so this horse is not trusting you at this point.
Definitely.
So get up under that horse when you're doing this and give him some support and give him some chance to trust you.
As Wilford Brimley would say, you'll have a more harmonious outcome.
More harmonious outcome.
Because, it's unnatural to them.
Yeah.
And if they have something to kind of stabilize them, lean on, something like that, then it's a little easier for
them. At that point, you've taken the flight mechanism out of their repertoire.
There you go. Exactly.
And they need to trust you.
Sure do,
and
don't
you're a farrier,
yes. You done right. Now, that is some great information big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, yeah, come tripod me. Hold me up.
Exactly.
That's right. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We do support
they
them
trust us.
As we put that hoof up.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Keep moving. Keep
doing good, doing better. Let's have some more music.
Quick.
Joni Harms is riding along with us. She's bringing some cowboy coffee.
The first thing one does when you wake before the sun does, get the fire going. Won't be long till you feel the heat. Find a spot and take a seat till the coals start glowing. Then pull out the granite pot. Poor old thing's been used a lot. Don't look like much, but just you wait and see. Pour some grounds from a leather poke. Add a little taste of old smoke. Man, that's cowboy coffee. Every day we all get up, find our favorite old tin cup, pour a taste of heaven. Plenty grub for all the crew, throw it down with a cup or two, saddle up by seven. Still ain't tired. just you wait. After supper time is done, still got time for a little fun. Take it slow and easy. Sitting around the fireside, singing songs and telling lies. One more pot of coffee. Then some young buck starts to nag. Joe, go on to your saddlebag. Pull out that bottle everybody's seen. Pour in some of that 90 proof. Warm us up down to our boots. Man, that's cowboy coffee.
Oh, yeah, that is some cowboy coffee. Ooh. Right there.
Dad used to say coffee ain't coffee until you float a horseshoe on it.
That's right, until you can float. You know, I still remember how he made coffee.
Yeah.
He'd get a pot of water boiling in the old granite pot.
Yep.
And on the wood stove.
Not on the electric stove.
Yep. Take a handful of grounds.
A big handful.
Big handful of grounds. Throw it in the top of that pot.
And then boil it over two or three times.
Two or three times, absolutely right.
Then it was coffee.
And then it was coffee. And pour it out and all the grounds come out with it. And,
warning.
Warning.
If you drink Dad's coffee, you got to be tough.
That's for sure. That reminds me of D.W. Grothy's coffee song.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I like my coffee lethal.
Yes.
I like my coffee black.
Yes.
I like my coffee so it hits like a heart attack. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Coffee.
Yeah. That's good coffee. Now warning. Do not drink Dad's coffee. Right?
Be ready. You can drink it, but just be ready.
We better touch on horse traders because we kind of brushed up against it. It reminds me of the old joke, the fellow that is selling his horse, and he says to the guy who's going to buy it, he says, well, he don't look so good.
And he said,
well, I really don't care what he looks like. Right. I mean, it, just long as he functions. The guy buys him, takes him home, brings him back, and he says, this horse is blind.
Well, I told you.
I told you, this horse don't look so good.
He don't look so good.
Horse traders.
Horse traders. Well, and the one I like is he's a little playful.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
feely. Oh, yes. Oh, he likes you. We've heard this while underneath horses.
Right.
When a horse starts lipping you.
No.
He doesn't like you. He's looking for something tender to chomp on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, warning.
Yeah, I saw a picture on the internet.
Yeah.
Where a horse is nuzzling a infant in a stroller.
Oh my.
It just kind of made me cringe. Now there are some horses out there that you could probably trust.
That you could trust. Yeah.
I don't either. I don't.
You know, I've got one that just has a habit. He just loves to do that. He loves to nuzzle you.
Yeah.
He loves to lip you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He never has bitten, but I don't trust him.
I still don't trust him.
No, I don't trust him. And those parents need a spanking.
In my mind, yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yes.
Warning.
Horses are dangerous on both ends.
You know, and it doesn't matter the horse, okay? You can have Elmer's plow horse that you've had for 30 years.
Exactly.
And you just have to be careful.
Warning. They are still a horse.
Yeah, they are.
Buffalo will chase you.
Oh.
They're not fuzzy cows.
Oh, man.
They're wild.
Warning.
Animals.
Are you kidding me? Now, I did. I saw another video from tourists in Yellowstone. Now, this one, they had their windows down of their car, and in the back seat was a young girl.
Uh-huh.
And they allowed the young girl to stick her head out, and she was trying to pet the buffalo, and the buffalo hooked her.
Oh, no.
Yes. This was terrible.
That didn't turn out good.
No, that did not turn out good, but you could see how hard the buff had hit her. Warning, do not pet the fluffy cows.
No, leave them alone.
High-capacity assault cows.
Oh,
that's what these are, okay?
Well, yeah, and if you take all the time in the world,
uh-huh.
and have as much patience in the world.
Right, yeah.
You can get them to do exactly what they want to do.
Whatever they want to do. So, an old buffalo rancher over there in eastern Wyoming told me that. With enough patience and perseverance, you can get a buffalo to do exactly whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right.
Anyway, warning.
Warning. Do not. All right. pet peeve. All right.
Don't whack the bear.
Right. Yeah. We need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, Joel Nelson has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.